from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Rejected ballots, problems with voting machines. When it comes to running elections, a new study shows California needs a lot of work. The report from the Pew Charitable Trusts looks at how states handled the 2008 and 2010 election cycles. David Becker is director of Pew's Election Initiatives Project. Mr. Becker, by your metrics, California was one of the worst performers in these elections, down at the bottom of the list with New York and a handful of southern states. Why is that?
Well, there were a variety of reasons. We looked at 17 different objective indicators in those two election cycles. And, of course, we don't have 2012 yet because the data is not quite yet available, and we'll release that shortly. But when you look at across all of those 17 indicators, California did poorly in many of them. There were only two states that didn't have any of the five recommended online lookup tools at the state level, and California was one of them, Vermont being the other. That hurt California in its performance. California also issues a remarkably high level of provisional ballots and rejects a high level of provisional ballots relative to the other states. Those kinds of things affect California's ability to move up in the index.
It seems counterintuitive that a state like California, the nation's technology hub, would have a relatively high rate of problems with voting technology and, as you said, would also have fewer online resources for voters. What's going on?
Well, what we didn't do is assess the reasons for these problems. I mean, it's one of the things that I think is worthy of further study. Having worked in California for quite some time, it is unusual that California has lagged behind the other states in providing statewide online lookup tools, which are really important. Some of the other factors that affected California were the lack of online registration in 2008 and 2010. And, of course, when we look at the 2012 numbers, California had a very successful implementation of online voter registration in 2012. So they might see a bump as a result of that. But certainly California has some ways to go.
We weren't scoring badly in all areas. For example, wait times. There were many states that were faring a lot worse with voter wait times, correct?
And that's right. California was not anywhere close to the bottom in voter wait times. States like South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia had wait times that were a half an hour or longer. South Carolina averaged in 2008 over an hour. California seems to do fairly well in that regard. And preliminary data from 2012 indicates that it continues to do very well with wait times in the range of around 5 minutes.
This study is designed to help election officials improve, but what should voters take away from this information? For example, if you live in California, should you avoid mail-in voting?
I don't think voters should take that from this at all. I think what voters should take from this is that there's a way now to assess how well their states are doing that doesn't rely upon anecdotes or the media narrative. Right now, the way we operate our election reform debate is we look at where the attention is, and the attention tends to be in swing states and on a couple of unique instances, like, for instance, the polling place in Miami-Dade County where everyone was watching on election night, voters waiting in line until 2 a.m. to vote. What we don't know is how well states are actually performing across all of their polling places over time in their state. This gives them a tool to do that, and I hope voters will look at this and then hold their elected officials and their election officials accountable and ask them where improvements can be made so that their experience improves.
Any sign that California did better in 2012 overall?
Well, the wait times were good. Online voter registration was added. Those are certainly going to be some advantages. California still remains one of the only two states with zero of the five lookup tools that we look for. One of the real lessons in California, I think, is that although it's not performing well right now relative to other states, all of the tools are there for California to improve greatly over the course of the next several years. That can't necessarily be said for all of the states in the survey, in the assessment that we've issued. So I would hope that California, if attention is paid to these issues, can really see a great improvement over the course of the next 4 years.
David Becker, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Stephanie.
David Becker is the Director of Election Initiatives for the Pew Charitable Trusts. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.